Tuesday, February 9th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chul, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. And here we are at midweek again. Time for something exciting. Today, we're going to look at a very special expression in Klingon, which we'll call the Lao Push construction. Lao and push are two perfectly normal verbs. Lao, L-A-W apostrophe, means be many. Push, P-U capital S, means be few. But they can be used together to make some comparisons, and I'm going to show you how. By now you've probably noticed that there seem to be two kinds of verbs in Klingon. Verbs which describe actions, and verbs that describe qualities. The Lao Push construction works with verbs of quality, and allows us to talk about how one noun possesses more of a quality than another noun. Imagine, if you will, two nouns. Let's call them A and B. And now imagine a quality, which we'll call Q. Now let's set up the construction like this. A, Q, Lao. B, Q, Push. A is more Q than B. I know that sounds very odd, but bear with me a moment and let's plug in some nouns and verbs, and I believe it will make more sense for you. Chom rung lao, vav le rung push. The bartender is hungrier than your father. Romulushkan ngij lao, Klingon ngij push. The Romulan is rowdier than the Klingon. Bowit char lao, jobwit char push. The drooler is more slimy than the waiter. Got it? Good. To review, you take a couple nouns you want to compare. You take a verb of quality that you'll compare them on. You dust off the verbs lao and push, and then you run them all together. First noun, quality, lao. Second noun, quality again, push. And that's it. And while some languages may open some worlds better than others, the important thing to remember is that's what languages do. Kotme poshmo cho.